welcome to edition number 146 for May 1997, the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Vobey here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. If you're a DX Audio Service member and wish to muse, the number is 419-224-1609. But keep in mind, we do not check that for messages. That's for musings only. On the internet, our email address is w8hdu@wlio.com. And our webpage, if you'd like to check that out, is http://wcoil.com/tilde-gnbc/. Well, I think we got all the information out of the way, so let's get some information about call letters with a rather short column from Mr. Jerry Starr.
Switch, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Kind of a shorty this month, so let's make room for other important things by getting right to it. Call letter changes on 1190. Here's half of a swap. KFEZ, Kansas City, Missouri, becomes KPHN. 1240, KDDZ, San Diego, California, changing back to KSON. 1310, KXTN, San Antonio, Texas, becomes KPOZ. 1330 WFBC, Greenville, South Carolina, changing to WYRD. Here's the other half, 1340 KNHN in Kansas City, Kansas, changing to KFEZ. And also on 1340 KPHN, Pittsburgh, Kansas, changing to KNHN. If that doesn't confuse you, a three-way swap, nothing will. 1430 CKCY, Toronto, Ontario, becomes CHKT. 1450 KOZZ, Reno, Nevada, changing to KPTT. 1490 WFLB, Fayetteville, North Carolina, changing to WAZZ. And on 1600 WKEN in Dover, Delaware, that had applied to change to WQCQ, is setting that change aside. Instead, they will be changing to WQVL. One application for a new station on 1090, a new station applied for in Hawthorne, Nevada, would be 50,000 watts in the daytime, 250 watts at night, 2,000 watts critical hours, and a U7 antenna. U7 may have you scratching your head. That's three different patterns, one for daytime, one for critical hours, and one for nighttime. And if you happen to be a subscriber to the M Street Journal in one of their recent releases, you may have seen a new station application listed on 540 in West Odessa, Texas. Turns out that was a mistake. That application was for an FM station, not an AM station. How they got it listed on 540, we don't know. But anyway, if you did write that in your log, you can write it back out. One grant of interest in Canada on 1410 CFMB in Montreal is going to be moving to 1280 kilohertz. They'll have 50,000 watts day and night, and a U4 antenna. And scanning down through otherness on 670 WVNS, the new station in Claremont, Virginia, the studios for this new station have already been built, and their four-tower transmitter in Surrey, Virginia, is now under construction. The station will program an all-news format aimed toward the Norfolk area. An interesting note is the fact that their towers were formerly used by the now-defunct CJSB. The 540 station used to be in Ottawa, Ontario. They expect to be testing possibly by the time this tape reaches you. 930 WYNI, Monroeville, Alabama, is silent. 950 WEJM, Chicago, Illinois. This station was silent for several weeks, but is reported to be once again back on the air. 990 KIKI, Honolulu, Hawaii. This silent station has returned. 1010 WIOJ, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. For many years, they've had a construction permit to raise their power and move their city of license to Baldwin, Florida. That CP has finally been dismissed, so 1010 in Jacksonville is going to stay in Jacksonville Beach. On 1230, KWYZ, Everett, Washington, previously reported to be back on the air. However, this station is still silent and will remain so until it has been sold. This is according to a phone call from the station itself. On 1300 WJSH in Terre Haute, Indiana, this station's mystery operations on 1380 has been solved, sort of. It seems there's a technical problem in their transmitter that recently suffered some flood damage that causes occasional frequency jumps to 1380 and then back to 1300 again where they should be. The station said that an engineer is supposed to have a look at it. The station presently is operating on an erratic schedule and has at least one time been heard on both 1300 and the image on 1380 at the same time. Hopefully by now that problem has been cleared up. 1280, application for a new station in St. Constant, Quebec. This application has been dismissed. However, several other applicants still exist for 1280. We're sure that one of those will eventually be granted. 1400 WZNG in Shelbyville, Tennessee. This silent station plans to return to the air in April 1997, maybe on by the time this tape reaches you. 1450 WQNT, Charleston, South Carolina. This long silent station is back on the air. 1470 WIJK, Evergreen, Alabama has also returned to the air. And on 1540 KISA, Honolulu, Hawaii, this silent station is also back on. They are presently relaying KWAI, the 1080 station, also in Honolulu. On 1580 KEZD, a long-standing construction permit for a new station in Windsor, California has been around too long. Evidently, the construction permit has been canceled and that call deleted. And finally, on 1590 WERA in Plainfield, New Jersey, we told you this was one of the three stations bought up by WWRL so they could put it off the air to make room for their power increase on 1600. Well, it finally happened to WERA. March 6, 1997 was their final day on the air. They are gone for good. That'll do it for now. As we said, it's a shorty this month. It'll be a biggie next month. Speaking of biggies, here's John Balkert.
Well, thanks again, Jerry, and hello, everybody, once again. Well, Jerry's back home, I'm back home, and everybody's right where we should be, I guess, doing our job. Well, you know, I think I've commented by phone or email to everyone who sent me material during the last couple of months when I was kind of out of business. Of course, Fred was out of business, too, so, oh, boy. And Jerry was in Florida, so all of us were, you know, who was running the ship? I do want to thank Carl Dabelstein. Skip, thanks an awful lot. He's been keeping me up to date on the Phoenix stations and this latest cassette right here in my hand, KMVP 860. Thanks for that one, too. Skip, we'll get back to you. Well, here we are at the beginning of May, almost, and we're going to be hearing stations that broadcast their music, news, and sports at 1410 on local dials. You know, this is a fine DX frequency if you have a lot of patience. And we've got a few cute ones to bring you, I'm sure. The station in Watertown, New York wins the prize among today's stations for hiding their call letters in their city pretty well. And of the states, you'll hear that in a minute. When states we'll be taking you through today, you're going to hear all the stations except for two in Georgia and two in Tennessee. We've got to spend more time there in those two states to pick up all the rest of the 1410s. We just haven't been close enough to them to pick up a clean ID for you. So, well, let's get started. In New England, as we usually do, this time in the state of Massachusetts, on the May 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Stay tuned for Talk with Stu. You are listening to the Talk of Metro South, 1410 WMSX, Brockton.
USA Radio Network News, this is Bob Agnew. Waiting and watching Hurricane Emily. That's the story along the East Coast today.
Oh, boy. We got our first recording of a Brockton station back in 1973.
This is WOKW, 1410 in Brockton. Mutual News is next, followed by Alert Central's local and regional news. Time is 9:30.
Now, this next New England station has had an all-news, all-the-time format for years and years. Probably the most easily DX'd station at 1410 in New England because of its unique time signal. Remember that one? Oh, boy. And down in New Jersey, in central New Jersey, where I used to live, we could hear it very, very cleanly.
WPOP, Hartford. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Bill Coffey Show.
That recording goes back into the mid-70s, too, so well before the all-news format. Now, here's a call sign sequence that might interest you. Do you remember the first five licensed broadcast stations in the United States?
The beat goes on, WBZA,
WBZA AM and FM, Glens Falls.
Okay, so the Glens Falls misses the mark a little. We were sort of hoping for the word Springfield in there somewhere, but that goes back into the 20s. Anyway, you'd think they'd keep such historic call letters. But no, no, even in Glens Falls. They changed calls, and while they were about it, they even moved the city of license
a
few miles south.
Shower overnight, low 44 to 48. That's the AccuWeather forecast. Details on that after CBS News on WSTL, South Glens Falls, serving the North Country with the best in country music. CBS News time is 5 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm David Jackson.
We move to central New York State now, along the Pennsylvania border.
This is News Radio, WELM, Elmira, serving the Twin Tiers in AM stereo.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. Fugitive Raymond Salcido. Authorities apparently have no idea where he is.
Oh, boy. And driving a ways up I-85 north of Syracuse, this station takes the prize this month for trying to remain anonymous. If you play the tape back enough times, you're going to hear him say WNCQ Watertown. Why on earth they do that? Just to annoy me, I guess.
1410 WHTG Eatontown.
And from the shore of the Garden State to eastern Pennsylvania.
Listen now for the latest news, brought to you with the Labor Day best wishes of the Anthracite Association.
Okay, now here comes an interesting sequence, I believe. It's that famous Western Pennsylvania station, as recorded in 1971.
14 on the dial. More music, more often. The current temperature outside, 30 degrees, 30 KQB degrees. From KQB, AM and FM in Pittsburgh, this is Del Shannon to say.
Okay, and around 1980...
is KQV and on FM WDVE Pittsburgh.
And more like they sound today.
You're listening to News Radio 1410 KQV Pittsburgh. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Stay tuned now for worldwide news from CBS KQV News Time, 9 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to move now into the Diamond State.
City's first radio station, a friend for over 40 years. We're 1410 WDOV, Dover.
Bush challenges Gorbachev. With Mutual News, I'm Dirk Van in Washington.
And now, halfway Maryland, which is really halfway from Cumberland to Washington.
It's plain hot and humid. The Valley's best talk radio for Hagerstown, WHAG, from halfway Maryland. It's 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm John Grimes. Bermuda is probably feeling the brunt of Hurricane Dean's 90-mile-an-hour fury.
And as you go south from Washington near Richmond, Virginia...
More Orioles baseball on 1410 WGGM, Chester, Richmond, Petersburg.
Just west of there over the Blue Ridge Mountains.
This has been James Dobson Family Commentary, a production of Focus on the Family.
WRIS Radio, Roanoke, Virginia.
If you took away a star on the American flag for every 1 million people who didn't vote.
Okay, tobacco country beckons us next toward the sun.
Radio, the way it was meant to be. 1410 AM, WSRC, Durham Raleigh, Chapel Hill.
All right, and down near Charlotte.
On the North Carolina News Network.
And the time is 3 o'clock.
Now it's time for more Pure Gold with Mike Phillips on 1410 Pure Gold, WEGO, Concord, Kannapolis, and China Grove.
Enough to make you go for a swim over near the Atlantic beaches in North Carolina.
WVCB, salute. It's coming up on 9 o'clock, actually, a minute before. We mentioned the rabid raccoons in the county.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Now, interestingly enough, just 128 miles west of Charlotte is Manning in South Carolina.
Girl, your kind of loving, come on in a million.
You're rolling with Wheels, WHLZ, Manning, Sumter, Florence, and WYMB, Manning. It's 201.
WYMB is what we were listening for there. And as we cross over the other side of the Palmetto State,
sizzling 86 and 1410, WLBG Lawrence, WPCC Clinton.
WPCC is what we're listening for, but I don't know what the rest of that junk was, frankly. We're in Georgia now.
You're tuned to 1410 AM WKKP McDonough, Henry County's hometown radio station, and we're about 27 minutes away from 12 o'clock, and it's 67 degrees outside the studio. Just kind of a cool, misty, rainy Labor Day. We're going to have another holiday next Monday, see if we can get better weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, Georgia means we're only about to cross the threshold into the Sunshine State.
You've got the heartbeat, WHBT Tallahassee, the heart and soul of the city.
Heart and soul, but lousy audio. You hear the hum behind that? Let's see if moving deeper into Florida makes for better radio.
The clock, and coming up, UPI World and National News.
Serving Lake and Sumter Counties, Florida Country, WZST Leesburg.
It didn't get much better, did it? But that idea was recorded 15 years ago. Here's what they sound like more like today.
This is Pryor Smith reporting from Toronto.
Coming up next on Radio 1410 WQBQ Leesburg, World News This Week.
If you decide how your company's advertising dollars are spent, listen to Bill Snedeker, owner of the True Value Hardware Store.
And by the way, we get a lot of Canadian news down here from some Canadian network affiliates. There are half a dozen or more stations in Florida that carry all that because so many of the snowbirds here come from Canada during the wintertime. And let's see, this takes us to our most southern station of the month.
Good evening, 501. Partly cloudy sky, 79 degrees. The season's worst winter storm has closed Denver's Stapleton Airport during one of the busiest travel weekends of the year.
Well, it's time to leave the peaceful confines of Florida now and circle up around the Gulf Coast.
WMML 1410, Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, boy, here's an update on that 1410 station.
See you next week, same time, same station, for another exciting edition of America's Gospel Spotlight.
The Sound of Love, AM 1410, WLVV Mobile.
Not far from the Montgomery city limits.
I don't wanna be right.
Turn up the volume and rip off the knob. You're locked in to 1410 WSKN, Prattville, Montgomery.
The most music, 1410. Good body, good body, good body. We're doing hot buttered soul, y'all. Nothing but blues and oldies all the way up to 12 midday. Yours truly, Louis G. Gonna be making way for Jazz McKee.
Okay, and at the northern end of Alabama.
It's a chance of showers. High temperature upper 80s. Partly cloudy. It's 88 degrees. This is WZZA, Tuscumbia, Alabama.
That's near Tim Hendel's territory now.
Of Weekly County, WCMT Martin. NBC Radio News.
President Clinton says a new plan the U.S. has worked out with the Allies should help calm things down in Bosnia.
And now from the site of America's annual Hamfest,
Kim Ferris, middays on the Golden Oldie Station, WING, Dayton.
Well, Greg, here in the second half, it's obvious Purdue trying to do things through the air. Doug Downing has already thrown the ball 11 times.
Now, some of our older listeners may remember this jingle from Dayton.
W-I-N-G.
And for our younger listeners, your favorite format is here.
Z-Rock is back. Real rock at 1410 a.m. WKTH, Grand Rapids.
Oh, the best news is that station failed. But so did this one, unfortunately.
WGRG. Well, it's 40 sunny ones out there, degrees, Grand Rapids. 1042, I'm Gary Dean with the Bee Gees and Night Fever on WGRG.
You know, the real bad news is we don't have a recording of the news station at 1410 in Grand Rapids. Maybe we'll get one in the next couple of years. Linda and I'll be up that way, I'm sure, although we don't have any plans at the present time. So if you live up that way and get us a new 1410 at Grand Rapids, ship it down to us. We'll add it into the collection. That does it for this month. We're going to be picking up the 1410 stations at this very spot on the continent, and we're looking forward to it. Oh, and speaking of being forward, here's Jim Snowberger.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker, sir. Don't let it go to your head, John. Hello, everybody. Jim Snowberger here, welcoming you to another edition of the column we call Bandscan here on your DX audio service, where we listen to actual recordings of the AM radio band as heard from various listening points all around the country. This month, we're going down to southern Arizona, where Skip Davelstein will be our host. But before we do that, thought I'd mention, in response to old TJ's call on the Muse line last month about K-Day, heard on 1618 kilohertz or thereabouts. That turned out to be KMOZ, a 1,000-watt station on 1590 normally down in Rolla, Missouri. And they simulcast their FM called KDAY, I think, K-Day. They're playing a lot of contemporary stuff. They were on 1618 for several days, and I called down there to see if I could find somebody who cared, and could only find a couple of disenfranchised Generation Xers who weren't even sure there was an AM station on down there. So, totally in disgust, I hung up and watched the thing be on 1618 for several more days. Oh, boy. Well, let's go down to southern Arizona and see what Skip can hear from his location near Tucson. Skip?
Thanks, Jim, and welcome, everybody, to the old Pueblo of the Southwest, Tucson, Arizona. Prior to moving here in February, I spent the last 35 years broadcast band DXing back in the Midwest. This included Omaha and Lincoln in Nebraska, Overland Park in Kansas, and St. Louis Park in Minnesota. In each of those locations, the daytime BCB dial was occupied by more than 100 stations from anywhere between 8 and 14 states. As you'll hear on this band scan, the Tucson daytime BCB dial is quite different. On this band scan, I will try to present each station giving their call letters or ID slogan to give you a better idea of what they sound like on a regular basis. Starting with the bottom of the dial, we begin with KOY at 550 in Phoenix, followed by XEUK at 570 in Caborca, Sonora, Mexico, KSAZ in Tucson on 580, KVNA Flagstaff on 600, KTAR Phoenix at 620, KFI in Los Angeles on 640, KTNN Window Rock, Arizona on 660, and KVOI in Tucson on 690.
55KOY, the only station with your kind of music, and CNN News every hour.
Son ahí mil veces, pero esa es una canción muy padre, la letra. Bueno, lo personal a mí me gusta mucho. Y sigue sintonizando XEUK porque tenemos muchas sorpresas sobre Mercurio. Algo.
This is KSAZ 580 AM, Marana, Tucson.
You're listening to the talk of Northern Arizona, AM 600,
KDNA. NBA doubleheader action tips off tomorrow at 11. The Suns and the Mavericks, followed by the Rockets and Lakers on the sports leader, KTAR, 620 AM Phoenix.
All right, I'll answer that question and say thank you for joining us here at KFI and Computers. I'll answer it right after the traffic break. Lori Ryan, what's going on in traffic?
Well, not a whole lot to tell you about in the Inland Empire, but we're seeing some action now in Orange County, 91 eastbound before Weir Canyon.
This is Arizona's most powerful AM station, KT at N660. I'm Lori Lee.
The Dale Davidson Show, Saturdays from 1 until 2 p.m. on KBOI AM 690. Weir's good news for Tucson. Good news radio is 690 KBOI.
For those of you who might be interested, I probably should point out that these receptions are made using a Drake SW8 receiver with a space magnet directional alt-azimuth loop antenna. Continuing on, we next come to 720 with KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada, followed by KIDR in Phoenix on 740, Radio Henny XENY in Nogales, Mexico at 760, KNST in Tucson at 790, KFLT Tucson at 830, and KVVA in Phoenix on 860.
We invite your participation on your Talk of the West, KDWN. Call 383-8255. Out of state, toll free at 800-338-8255.
Live from Studio One, it's Matt Miller and the Arizona Air Force on KIDR Phoenix. It's 740.
No, si otras personas desean, me dice aquí el chamaco Chávez, 22262 es el fax de Radio Geni. Muchas gracias por la felicitación a este programa. Nosotros estamos para servirles como siempre.
Pero... your name, telephone number, and comments on the KNST live line. Just another way we're committed to serving you on your first name in news, AM 790 KNST.
And let me see, here's something from Philip Craig and Dean from the eponymous CD. This is entitled Midnight Oil on KFLT.
KVVA, AM, and FM, Apache Junction, Phoenix.
En KVVA Radio Viva, algo grande está pasando.
At 910, we find KFYI in Phoenix. KAPR in Douglas, Arizona, appears at 930. On 940, we have KCEE in Tucson. KPXQ in Phoenix is on 960. On 970, we have two stations, KVWM Sholo and XEEZ in Caborca, Sonora. 980, we have XEFQ in Cananea, Mexico. And at 990, we have KTKT in Tucson.
Be back after this. Don't go away. This is 910 KFYI.
Music you know, news you need. AM 940 KCEE Tucson.
KPXQ Phoenix is Q96. Tell a friend.
Today I'm my daddy, KTKT Tucson, your news button.
Heading the next band segment is KXEG at 1010 in Tolleson, followed by KEVT Cortaro at 1030. KUKQ in Tempe appears on 1060. At 1080, we have KGVY Green Valley. 1130 XEHN in Nogales, Mexico. 1150 KCKY Coolidge, Arizona. 1170 XEIB Caborca, Sonora, Mexico. 1180 is KYET in Williams, Arizona. And at 1190, we find KRDS in Tolleson.
You're listening to KXEZ, Tolleson, Phoenix. It's 12 o'clock.
Esta es KFT, 1030 AM, desde Cortado, Arizona, la poderosa en la fe, sirviendo 24 horas en español a la comunidad cristiana. This is KEVT, 1030 AM from Cortado. Cotado, Arizona. Powerful in faith, serving 24 hours to the Hispanic Christian community.
AM 1060, KUKQ, Tempe, Phoenix, the Duke, the most valuable player in sports.
Sing is coming at you on KGBY, Green Valley and Tucson.
The big band station for Southern Arizona, 1080 on your AM dial. It's 2 o'clock.
HN, Romance 1130, La Estación del Corazón.
Está en sintonía de KCKY, 1150 AM, Phoenix. You are listening to KCKY, 1150 AM, Coolidge, Phoenix.
Telegraph term meaning distance.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti.
DXing. Tuning the dials in search of distant signals. DX Party Line. A program devoted to DXing, helping you enjoy this wonderful hobby even more. Welcome to the DX Party Line. Here are Rich and Lisa McVicker.
Rich McVicker of HCJB DX Party Line fame was a guest at the March meeting of the Boston Area DXers. The following are excerpts from the meeting as Rich talked about HCJB and DXing in Ecuador.
Well, Lisa and Rachel and Andy, that's our two children, and I, we left HCJB in Ecuador beginning of October. And since then, we've been back most of the time at Lisa's parents' farmhouse in East Corinth near Bangor. And I had been looking for work, hopefully in radio, up until January. And in January, a station in Syracuse, New York, part of the Mars Hill Network, it's a network of Christian FM stations, they wanted to hire me. I wanted them to hire me, so that worked out. I'm Canadian, so at the moment I've applied for permanent resident status in the United States, and I'm awaiting a letter from the U.S. Immigration Department, which will hopefully give me that status, and with that I can drive to Bangor and get a working permit, and then as soon as I have that, we would immediately move over to Syracuse. We've been expecting that to happen for the last month or so. We're still waiting for that letter in the mail. It's almost like waiting for a USL card. It's almost that important. Well, in Quito, at the apartment we were, it was a three-story apartment building, and I had a vertical antenna on the roof, ground plane, just like a vertical with a called an artificial ground made by several radios that come out of roughly 45-degree angle. And I had that on top of a tower, on top of the roof, so I had some nice height to it. We were at a higher point of the city, where you could see the whole city out below. So we had I'm a ham operator, too, and we had a takeoff angle, I guess, of your minimal, which I think is 3 degrees or something. I was astounded at what would come in on this vertical antenna. It was a vertical made for 10, 15, and 20 meters, and it had a loading coil on it, so you'd choose what band you wanted to be in the most, and then you'd attach your wire to wherever it was on the coil. Actually, some of the best DXing from Quito it's during the power outages. You might be familiar with all the power outages that go on there. Roughly, I think it's two-thirds of Ecuador's power comes from one generating station, a hydro plant in a place called Paute in southern Ecuador. Well, about 25, 27 years ago when they constructed that power station, the weather was different than it is now. They used to get more rain in that part of the country. Now, in recent years, there isn't as much rain. The river dries up, or just turns to mud going through the hydro dam, and they actually start rationing power for up to 8, 10 hours a day sometimes when the situation gets really bad. Well, that's kind of inconvenient for normal people, but as a DXer, that's when, you know, you're sitting in the middle of the city with a vertical antenna, which is susceptible to picking up a little bit more noise, I believe, than a horizontal one. Well, that's wonderful when the power goes out, and I'd have my, you know, 5 or 6 candles all ready by the radio, and have my battery all charged up, ready for the occasion. So if the power went out, the nicest time for the power to be off would be the evening shift. I never heard Canada on medium wave, but it was fun DXing Canada on shortwave, the CFRX in Toronto. It's fun when that's a real DX catch. I heard CHNX in Halifax once. That was before they went off the air and then came back at a lower power. I tried and tried for Montreal, but I never heard that in 605. On medium wave, if you stay up late at night, a lot of the Ecuadorian stations go off the air, so you're left with the Colombian networks, like the RCN, the RCN network.
Caracol.
And they have a lot of 24-hour high-power stations going all night long. But sometimes on the better nights, you could hear English fading up underneath the Spanish on some of the channels. And it's really kind of fun when it's turned around like that and you're listening for the weak English sounds, and that you know that when the English fades up enough, you're going to be able to get lots of program details to put in a reception report. And so I heard WBZ once, and Nashville. I don't remember hearing that. I think Ken has heard that, Ken McCard. He does quite a bit of medium wave DX in there. Texas, Florida, and Iowa, the station on 1540.
Yeah.
That would come in. They must have a lobe going right down south. That would come in quite a bit. I wish I could have had a beverage antenna in Quito, because I'm sure we'd be able to hear some of the medium wave Middle Eastern more powerful signals. There was one night last year when Saudi Arabia was coming through 1521, and that was the nicest medium wave signal I heard from Ecuador. And Germany came through one night a few years before, but just with that short antenna on the roof in there. I was the host of I guess my primary responsibility was hosting, producing the DX Party Line, the English Language Services DX show. But like everyone there, we all did quite a bit of, had quite a bit of responsibilities. Each of us would voice features for each other's programs in the English Language Service. We'd all do some writing. Each of us had newscasts that we were responsible for. For the first few years I was there, I was the director of our listeners club called Andex. And then a couple of years ago, they asked me to be frequency manager. So then I said, sure, that'd be great, but you'll have to find someone else to do the index, because it was just getting to be a bit too many things to try to do. So the last couple of years I was the frequency manager, in charge of what frequencies to put the station on. I liked most of the part of that job. This is millions of dollars worth of equipment out at our transmitter site, like a 500,000-watt transmitter and this massive curtain array antenna, and I got to be the guy to decide what antenna to put with which transmitter.
Engineer on a locomotive.
Yeah. That was kind of fun. I'm a radio nut. It's been my favorite hobby for since the early 70s. I grew up listening to Clayton and Helen Howard on DX Party Line through the 70s. I tune in 3 times a week listening to the Howards. And it was kind of a far-off dream to serve at a missionary radio station like HCJB. And later in life, I went to university, and then I went to radio college in Belleville, Ontario. And for a major research project, I did missionary radio, and focused on Transworld Radio Bonaire, the station, the case station, or whatever you call it, in the paper. And when I wrote to a number of missionary stations just to get information, and a number of them, including HCJV, sent me quite a large package, including an application form in case I ever felt led that way later. Well, I just kept all that stuff for a few years, and I moved to New Brunswick for my first full-time radio job. And after I was there for about a year, I felt that perhaps the Lord was leading me to fill out that application form, at least see what would happen from there, because it was still something I really wanted to do. So I talked to my minister about it at the church there, and he knew about HCJB, and he said, go for it, we'll be right behind you. So I did, and they were interested. They needed somebody in English at the time. They sent me to, my church put me through Bible school for a year, and that's when I met my wife, Lisa. Well, she knew that I was going to Ecuador, but she had no idea about all this DXing business until a couple of years later. It was too late, man. It was kind of funny, actually. A couple months after we were married, I went back to working at the station I was at after Bible school was over. And a job opened up at a little station right across the border from where we were living. We were living in Woodstock, New Brunswick. And this little station, a Christian format station in Monticello, Maine, was airing advertisements for a part-time announcer. And Lisa said, do you think I'd be any good at that? And she had no experience in radio. I said, well, you know, you certainly try. And she said, okay, if I hear that announcement one more time, I'll phone them up. Well, she ended up getting the job. Mm-hmm. And she worked in the afternoons on that station at the same time I worked in the afternoons at the secular station across the border. So that was kind of fun when we went on our initial church-visiting trips, raising our funds to go to HCJB, was that a lot of the people at the churches we were at were familiar with this husband who was at one radio station and the wife was at the other radio station across the border. After Lisa worked there for a few months, I was reading a popcom at the classifieds and noticed that there was this Radio New York International tapes available at this box number in Monticello, Maine. So I thought, well, that's weird. Monticello has got about, it's just a highway going down a hill, and then there's a few houses along it, and that's Monticello. Right. So I thought, well, who in Monticello, Maine's got anything to do with, you know, Radio New York International? Well, it turns out that Lisa, this little station she was working at, it was owned at the time by Alan Weiner himself. Alan went up from New York to kind of escape to the country, I guess in the early 70s, and he went to Holton, which is right next to the Canadian border, and he bought this little station in Monticello, and I think it was from either that station or the one in Presque Isle that he's at now. Presque Isle's a city just further up the highway, where he had some kind of a link with a New York station on 1640 or something, and then rebroadcast one into the other to try to get around an FCC rule, and he got in all kinds of hot water and had to give up his license and everything. But he essentially was still the guy who was really behind the station that my wife was at, so that was kind of interesting.
Rich McVicker at the March meeting of Boston Area DXers. Ken McHarg, editor of the Confirmed DXer column in the NRC's DX News, is also the new host of HCJB's DX Party Line, Saturdays on 9745 kHz to the Americas and on 21455 kHz upper sideband. For the current English program schedule, check the HCJB website at www.hcjb.org.ec. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
I'd like to send out some congratulations to National Radio Club member Mark Conley for being named Anarch's DXer of the Year at the Culpsville Convention. National Radio Club Anarch rep Dave Schmidt also reported some brisk sales of National Radio Club products at Culpsville. Also in attendance were National Radio Club members Al Merriman, Ron Bailey, Jerry Redding, John Arthur, and Skip Ari, and maybe some others, but Dave was just too busy to be taking roll call. The new Anarch chairman of the board is Mark Meese of Westchester, Ohio, who has been associated with the various scanner clubs in Ohio. He replaces Richard D'Angelo. The Anarch executive board recently voted to add Cumbria DX Online Club to the Anarch family for a total of 18 clubs now being associated with Anarch. Finally, the two-year executive board term of Harold Cohn, Skip Ari, and Meese expires at the end of this year, and Meese has asked for clubs to consider individuals for nomination to run for these three seats. Only club representatives can nominate candidates, them themselves or others willing to serve. So anyone in the National Radio Club who has an interest in serving on the Anarch Executive Board should contact Dave Schmidt for more information. Dave and the crew signed up seven new members and renewed another, and Ron Musco has reported a significant number of renewals, rejoins, and new members. So it would seem that we're on the way back up to about 800 members. Thanks also to David Lewis, Mark Burns, and others over the past few weeks who have sent in the names and addresses of potential members to receive samples of DX News Magazine, and to Patrick Griffith, who requested a package of samples to hand out at the Denver Hamfest. By the way, Paul Swearingen said that he distributed a pack himself at the Kansas City Hamfest recently, so it looks like the National Radio Club is really growing.
Dayton 14 WIMZ.
Please flip the tape to side 2.